Hello and welcome to our study today. We're going to be studying from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34. We're going through the book of Ezekiel, not every single chapter, but we're hitting some highlights in this great Old Testament book of prophecy. And Ezekiel, of course, is a very courageous man to deliver this message to a very rebellious nation. This nation had serious problems, and the major problem was idolatry, and their leaders had led them the wrong way. And that's what Ezekiel 34 is about. It's about the shepherds of Israel. They had not led them into seeking God. They led them to seeking idols. And who are these shepherds? Let's read Ezekiel 34. Let's read verses 1 and 2. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Well, who are these shepherds? Well, they could be anyone. They could be the leaders of the nation, the kings, the princes, the city governors, whoever's in charge of the cities. It could be the priest. They weren't guiding the people correctly. And that's why God was saying, Woe unto the shepherds. They were neglecting their duty, and they're being held accountable for their failures. Sheep have needs. We are the sheep of God. We follow God. We need people to help us out. And that's why God has instituted shepherds. In the Old Testament, the shepherds were not taking care of the people. Perhaps this is the priest. They were feeding themselves, but they were not feeding the people. And that was one of their failures. No food for the people of God. Verse 3 of Ezekiel 34 says, You eat the fat, and you clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. They're not giving out spiritual food to the nation. Now, God's word is food. It's like milk and it's like meat. Hebrews chapter 5, beginning of verse 12. And also in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, we are to be as newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the word. It is our spiritual food. And their leaders were not giving them the spiritual food. And remember in the book of Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, the Bible says, My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They were not giving the spiritual nourishment that they needed. Our world today needs the nourishment from the Word of God. And we see in our world what happens when you don't have the Word of God in your life. You're wicked and you're sinful. And that's what was happening to God's people in the Old Testament. Verse number 4 of Ezekiel 4 says, The diseased have you not strengthened. Neither have you healed that which was sick. Neither have you bound up that which was broken. Neither have you brought again that which was driven away. Neither have you sought that which was lost. But with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. And so there were problems in the nation. They were sick. They had wounds. No one was taking care of the problems. We have problems in our nation today. The schools are not addressing the immorality of our day. Matter of fact, they're making it worse. And we have great problems in our nation. Instead of doing people good, they're being taught even more to do the wrong things. And it's sad. Verse number 5 of Ezekiel 34 says, And they that were scattered, because there was no shepherd, And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. They had no protection. They were scattered and no one helped them. You know, in the days of Ruth, Naomi and her husband left the promised land. And they went away into Moab. They went into a pagan nation. They went into an idolatrous nation. They left the promised land to go to a land of idolatry to seek for food. And what happens? The menfolk in that family died. And so they were scattered. And Naomi and her husband went away, and they were scattered, and they should have stayed where they were. Verse number 6 says, "My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them." What should a shepherd do? He should hold people together. The people of God should be held together. Now today we have the church, and we need to hold the church together. Matter of fact, we'll be talking about that later on in our short lesson. We'll talk about the elders of the church. They're to be shepherds of the church. But they became victims. Remember the evil king and queen, Ahab and Jezebel? Well, the people didn't fare well under their rulership. They became victims of idolatry. And what a shame it was. And so it says in verse 7, "Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, they became victims. And my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd. Neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock." And so they were not doing their jobs, and they were going to be held accountable for it. Shepherds, people have responsibilities. Every mother and every father have responsibilities. You better take care of those spiritual responsibilities, physical responsibilities to your children. Because notice in verse number 9, "Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, and they may not be meat for them." God was holding them responsible, holding them accountable. Remember the parable of the talents in Matthew 25? The master gave his servants 1 5 talents. One servant he gave 2, and one he gave 1 talent. He left. He came back, and he reckoned with each one of those servants, and they were held accountable for their actions. And that's the way God is going to be with us. He is holding us accountable to the way that we live. And so these shepherds were not doing the right thing. God says, "Now I'm going to be the shepherd." Now here's how you should be a proper shepherd. This is how to be a proper shepherd. Beginning in verse 11 of Ezekiel 34. "For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out." That's what a good shepherd does. He searches for the sheep and seeks it out. Remember in Luke chapter 15, we have the parable of the lost sheep. What did the shepherd do? He left the 99 and went out and searched for the lost sheep until he found it, and then he brought it back. That's what the Lord does. A shepherd will look for the lost sheep. "As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he was among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all the places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel, by the rivers and all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. What will God do? God says, I'm going to be the proper shepherd. I'm going to go gather them up. I'm going to gather them back into one fold. And then I'm going to feed them. Verse 15 of Ezekiel 34, I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. And so God says, I'll be a shepherd to them. Well, I've got bad shepherds here. They're not doing anything, but I will. And then later in this chapter of Ezekiel 34, God says in verse 22, therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey. And I will judge between cattle and cattle. And I will set up one shepherd, that's Jesus Christ. I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. So we've seen what bad shepherds will do. They will neglect the flock. They'll take care of themselves, but they won't help the flock. They won't feed the flock. They won't doctor the flock and give them the medication that they need. They will not go search for them when they're lost. But God will. God does things correctly. Then he spoke of the coming of Christ and that Christ would feed his sheep. But then notice down to verse 31. He says, And you, my flock, the flock of my pasture are men, and I am your God, saith the Lord God. So he's defined what he was talking about in this passage. He's talking about the men. God is the perfect example of how to be a shepherd. So let's make an application of this study that we've made so far. There are the bad shepherds, and then there's the proper shepherd, which is God. Now today in the Church of Christ, we are to appoint elders in every church. According to Acts 14, verses 22 and 23, I want to read that passage with you at this time. Acts 14, 22 and 23. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. Now the Church of Christ has elders. We're going to find out that these elders are shepherds, because notice in Acts 20, beginning in verse 17, that Paul sends for the elders of the church of Ephesus. Look at this. Acts 20 and verse 17. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. We just read that they appointed elders in every city, every church. Now Paul's about to talk to the elders. And what is he going to say to the elders? Well, verse 28 is where I want to go. He says, take heed therefore to yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. Now notice this passage. They're overseers of the flock of God. That's what a shepherd is. A shepherd is an overseer. This is the Greek word episkopos, which is sometimes translated bishop or a superintendent. What is an elder? He is a bishop. He is an overseer. What is he supposed to do as an overseer? Well, he is to feed the church of God. And that's what we were talking about in Ezekiel 34. They were not feeding the people of God. And so proper eldership, proper leadership, means you teach and you preach the word of God to God's people. Of course, Jesus called himself the good shepherd, John chapter 10. He is the high shepherd. And we're all under him. All the elders are under him. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5. Well, first of all, let's go to 1 Peter. And I want to read chapter 2, and verse 21. 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. It says, For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps. Now we're to follow our shepherd. And our shepherd has laid down steps for us to follow. Notice verse 25. For you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Now Christ is the supreme shepherd, and he wants his flock to be fed. And so that's what the elders are to do. They are to be the overseers. Jesus is a bishop. 1 Peter 2 and 25, he is the shepherd and bishop of your souls. He's the shepherd and overseer of your souls. He's the one that's over all, everyone. Now look at 1 Peter 5, beginning in verse 1. The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that should be revealed. Now, Peter was an apostle, but he was also an elder. He was a preacher. He was a teacher. And he was an elder. And then notice what an apostle does? You know what an elder does, a teacher and a preacher? Look at verse 2. Feed the flock of God. That's what they do. Why do we have preachers? Why do we have teachers? Why were there apostles in the first church? Well, they were there to feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight, that's episkopos, that's the overseer, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. We're trying to get people to heaven. We need to feed the people. We need the people together. We need to cure the ills and sicknesses that the spiritual sheep have. Then he says in verse 3, neither as being lords. This don't mean you boss and bully people around. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. Be an example of how to live the Christian life. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, that's Jesus Christ, he's coming back, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. We're trying to get people to heaven. That's what good shepherds do. They work with the people and they try to get them to heaven. They feed their souls. They teach the Bible. Verse 5 says, likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. And be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the humble. Now the shepherds have their instructions, and so do the sheep. Here's the instructions for the sheep. You younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, be humble. For God resisteth the proud. You don't want that. I don't want that. And giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And so they had shepherds in the Old Testament. We have shepherds today. What are the shepherds supposed to do? They're supposed to feed the flock, help the flock, oversee the flock. Don't be overbearing. Christ is coming back. And we're all going to give an account to him when he comes back. Therefore, let us be submissive and obedient one to another. Now, there's an example of someone who wasn't a good shepherd, a good brother in Christ, and he's found in 3 John. His name is Diotrephes. Let's read about him. This is how you are not to do it. You don't do it this way. Look at what Diotrephes did. Verse 9 of 3 John. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have preeminence among them, receiveth us not. This is a bad guy. Woe to these bad people in the church. These bullies. He loved to have preeminence. He wanted to be the paramount guy in the church. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth. Prating. That prating means browbeating them against us with malicious words. And not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would casteth them out of the church. There's a bully right there, a church bully, and someone who had to have his way. And so in 3 John 11, beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. So Diotrephes is a great example of a bad guy in the church. We don't want to follow him. We don't need that kind of person. That destroys the church. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 13 real quick. We don't have very much time left. And so we're talking about bad elders, bad shepherds, good shepherds. Shepherds have their job. And the church has their job. Look at Hebrews 13 and 17. This is the job of the sheep. Obey them that have the rule over you. Who has the rule over the sheep? Well, it's the elders. They're not trying to be mean. They're not trying to be cruel. They're trying to get everybody to heaven. So that's why God says, obey them that have the rule over you. And submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls. As they that must give an account, God's going to hold the elders accountable, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. They're going to give an account. Let's make this a loving relationship. Let's love good elders, good godly men. Let's make their job and their task a joy. Bad shepherds are devastating to the flock. But a faithful shepherd, that's what God wants. God wants faithful shepherds or elders in the Lord's church to feed the church. That's the Bible. We don't need to be doing book reviews and watching Gomer Pyle and Andy Griffith shows. We need to be doing what will build people up. Godly elders care about the church. They care about every soul in the church. And we're thankful for good men and godly men who serve as elders. And we want to support them. We want to make their job easier, not more difficult. That's not profitable for us to cause contentions and difficulties for our brethren, our fellow servants. So in Ezekiel chapter 34, we've read a little bit today about bad shepherds. But we've also read about a good shepherd, and that, of course, is God himself. Sheep they need feeding. They need help when they have spiritual problems and ailments. We're there to help them and strengthen them. Let's take this lesson from Ezekiel 34, and let's see how that works in God's system. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Richard Massey. I preach for the Windmill Church of Christ. located 8 miles south of Weatherford, Texas. We hope if you're ever in our area, you'll come by and visit with us. We'd love to know that you're listening to the program. Send us an email. Our information is on the website, windmillcoc.com. Thank you for tuning in today. May God bless you and keep you. Until next time, take care.